This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. Did you know that there are thousands of sailing events of all types around the world? Dramatic photos are captured with the bows of boats pitching into the waves upwind, or colorful spinnakers billowing downwind. There are races that are in bays, in straits, in gulfs, fjords, in bights, sounds, coves, and on lakes, and in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. There are yacht clubs and community sailing programs in countries around the world. There are super yacht races, tall ship races, dinghy races, collegiate races, and teams preparing for the Olympics for their respective countries. The photographers and media professionals who cover these races capture photographs and words to describe the passion, the excitement, the crashes, and the mastery of the moments as sailors, pro and amateur, compete for cups and prizes of all shapes and sizes. In the U.S., over 84 million adults participated in sailing last year, and more than 11 million boats were registered. Sailing in the Indian Ocean and along the Nile through Egypt, there are dhows, the wooden boats of all shapes and sizes that fishermen and traders have been sailing in for thousands of years. Our tall ship history is abundant with culture and cargo and skilled people traveling from country to country, continent to continent. Salesport Talk cannot expect to cover all the news, but what you can expect from us is that we will be talking with people who are passionate about what they do, people who have courage, who have drive, and who have vision, but also with people with a profound love of the world's waterways, whose most precious moments are often silently experienced as a small human being on a planet where life above and below the water is so prevalent, we oftentimes don't think about how small the land is in comparison. It is no wonder that we are fascinated with the people who sail for sport and pleasure, and the many other types of boats that are part of our connections to each other and life on Earth. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and we welcome you to the world of sailing. In America, there are boat shows in Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, Kansas, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, Stuart, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and Naples, Florida. You don't have to be a competitive sailor to enjoy and experience fun on the water. Any boat is fun on the water. If you want to try it out, visit a local boat show, network with people who are there, and find out about your local community of sailors and power boaters. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk.
All right, thank you, Christopher Cross. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network, twitch.tv, all that good stuff, baby. It is Tuesday at 9:40. That's when we check in with Karen Lyle from SailsportTalk.com, who co-hosts this segment with me. And Karen, I know you're up a little north of the Golden Gate. You're at Skywalker Ranch, specifically Skywalker Sound. Tell us a little bit more what's going on there.
Well, I'm actually inside of an ISO booth, and right now an ISO booth is an isolation booth, and we use them for isolating in particular instruments or voices when you're tracking, and tracking means you're making a recording in layers so that each instrument or voice is on a different track and can be soloed by itself. So I'm in here because the tuner is out tuning on the piano, and if I didn't have the ISO booth, then you'd be hearing dun, 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 right, in the background.
So why are you there, may I ask?
Well, I am an independent record producer, and I've been producing independent music projects since 1985. I started out at Dynasty Studios, which is the house that Creedence Clearwater built in 1974. And when that closed in 2018, because they the owner of the building was selling the building and he closed the studio, I did the last music project there with 60 musicians that were all jazz musicians, many Grammy winners, coming together to kind of do a farewell album at Fantasy Studios for KCSM Jazz, and they used that to raise $300,000 for their radio station. And so I didn't have a recording studio to record in for a little while, not a big one, and you kind of need a big one for some of the projects that I'm doing. And so during the pandemic, Jonah Kim, who's a Grammy-winning cellist, had introduced me to Leslie, who is the manager here at Skywalker Sound, and I did the first recording on June 15th, 2022, when Skywalker opened up again from the pandemic shutdown, with Kendall Ross Bean and Jonah Kim doing a cello and piano piece from a piece of music that was that I helped to write words for, the Oakland Symphony. Anyway, so I'm now located over at Skywalker Sound and doing three music albums, and that's what I'm here for. And it just happened to fall on Salesport Talk Day, and so because I was so focused on music, I thought, well, you know, why not music and sports? I use a lot of the music that I produced in little segments here and there in the three-minute segment before the show.
Do you have a little sailing anecdote for us on SalesportTalk.com?
A sailing anecdote. Well, I can definitely tell you that there are a lot of musicians who are sailors. And so, for example, Jonah, who is a cellist, has been out sailing on my boat with me. And, you know, we really enjoy sailing as a recreational activity. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So Skywalker Ranch, of course, we're talking about George Lucas. Take us inside. What's it like going in? Is it like going into the Pentagon, or is it more kind of like going into Google?
Well, there is a rule that if you're an insider, which I am, that you talk about your projects and you don't talk about anyone else's projects that are going on, and there are projects all over. So I can tell you about Skywalker Ranch. Is really, this is what it is. It's a ranch. It has a vineyard. They have cows. You have to drive 8 miles up Lucas Valley Road to get to the private entrance, and basically when you're inside, one of the rules that the county had for this area was that only 15% of the land could be developed. And so when more buildings were desired, more land had to be purchased. And then Disney bought all of this land from George Lucas not too long ago, so it now belongs to Disney.
That Mickey Mouse has got his paws on everything.
Well, you know, it's, you know, when you get into the people who have the money to buy land like this and make that happen, it really is just, you know, they have hobbies, and those hobbies might include a vineyard and some cows, and, you know, in addition to some very awesome sound design, which is what happens here in Skywalker Sound.
Well, you saw cows. Did you see 3PO walking around?
Well, I can't tell. I can't talk about anyone else's projects. Like, you can ask me about mine.
Are you gonna get in trouble for talking about other people's cows?
No, I can talk about cows. My sound engineer had socks that had cows on them. And I'm going, yes, that's an engineer for me.
All right, so Karen, you're in Skywalker Ranch. You're making an album. What kind of album are you making?
Well, I'm actually at the beginning of the year starting a series of projects. So I have at least 4 albums that I've started in this week. And I think we have a few little music clips if you want to listen to maybe 15 seconds of the Break Free on Wings of Music with Jonah Kim and Kendall Bean. This is just the beginning. This will be an orchestral work. And I'm starting with just piano and cello in the beginning, because what I do is I have to raise money for the project, because it costs a lot of money to produce these things. And so I start with little bits and pieces, and we use those to build on and show them to potential
All right. Well, let's Dominic, let's play that cello piano piece right now, please. Who says this show doesn't have any culture? You know, when I think of cello, I think of Yo Mama. I mean, Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah, actually, Jonah is from South Korea. He's under 30. He's an up-and-coming, very accomplished artist who performs about 200 concerts a year around the world in different places. And his wife is a ballet dancer. She's a solo ballerina soloist for the San Francisco Ballet. And that little piece that you heard that we recorded on the 15th of June in 2021 was actually a ballet duet was done with Pete Helmets and Julia Rowe, which is Jonah's wife and the principal male ballet dancer, in the Metropolitan Club when everything was closed down and we couldn't get access. And so they did, if you follow the links on Salesport Talk into the piano that we used, and you go from there into the project that says, you know, view the collections, you'll see there's a ballet film, and that's a really awesome thing. But it's the beginning of this is actually an orchestral work that we just had reduced for piano and cello to start with, because during that part of the pandemic, we couldn't gather everybody together to do any kind of recording as a group because it was restricted, right?
All right, we also have a piano bass piece. Do we have that one ready, Dom? Yes. Piano and bass. Okay, let's take a listen to that real quick. Karen, do you also compose music as well?
I write the lyrics to the song. I wrote the lyrics to the
original. I write the words that make the whole world sing.
Hey, you've got a pretty good voice there.
I write the songs of love and spit. Remember Barry Manilow?
I do.
I know.
Now, what we heard just now was Tammy Hall. And you remember we interviewed Tammy right after
not,
she got
not
her
Tammany
Grammy.
Hall. Tammy Hall.
No, Tammy L. Hall. And we interviewed her right after she got a Grammy as a sideman in someone else's project. And we're doing a project, an album of all her music. And that particular piece we were listening to was called Blue Soul.
All right, we have one more piece. And this is a little bit more jazzy. Are we ready for that one, Dom? Let's go ahead and listen to the jazz. Now that one was recorded where a band from my hometown of El Cerrito, California is from, Creedence Clearwater Revival, right?
Well, that was recorded from Fantasy Studios. That was that album that I had the 60 musicians in. And actually, Jamie Deberly was the composer and band leader for Orchestra Dharma. And if you recall, before we even started Salesport Talk, I was doing these music and sports spotlights.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did the third one that I did after doing one from Barry Zito and Bernie Williams was one with Jamie Deberly because he had just won a Grammy with the Pacific Mambo Orchestra. And so later I called on him to perform in that album that we did, and that piece that we're listening to is a section of that. There's actually a 38-minute film about that can be found if someone links off of the Salesport Talk page on Skywalker Sound under the piano. There's all these projects. It's a 2 weeks inside project.
How much money would I have to bribe you to, right in the middle of everything, just run into the studio and go, stop, I need more cowbell?
I do love that piece. And, you know, there are times when you just absolutely need more cowbell. I mean, you know, that we actually will call on that. That's such a good skit for Saturday Night Live. I just love that Will Ferrell part.
All right, Karen, before we let you go, when will this all be ready? And for anyone who liked the sound of it, where can they pick up this music?
Well, for now, what they can do is follow the links off of the websites that I have linked to from Salesport Talk. It will probably be another year for us because we actually have to raise the money to produce the rest of the albums, and so we'll be doing that. But people can, I'll keep you informed as things go along. I'm your co-host on this show. I can give you updates here and there. Right?
There you go. Yeah. Once, and we'll listen to Blue Soul on the way out. And so Karen got off the boat, little landlubber today at Skywalker Sound at Skywalker Ranch with cows, and everything else is very hush hush. Karen, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you next week.
All right. I'm Rick Tuttle. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Come on back.